Why do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
Thank you for joining us for the second day of our lesson all about Chuuk. We're learning about the South Pacific's historic treasure, Chuuk. And today we'll be talking a little bit about some dive sites that are popular there. Now, I don't know if you enjoy diving. Maybe you've never been scuba diving before. Would you like to try? How do you feel about this? Carolyn, have you ever been scuba diving? Do you enjoy diving?
Well, I've actually never been scuba diving. I haven't even been snorkeling out in the ocean, but it's something that I really want to do. I would love to learn how to scuba dive and just be able to explore places under the water like this. It sounds like so much fun. Gabe, have you ever been scuba diving?
Yes, I have. A couple of times. I don't have my license yet. I do enjoy scuba diving, but I have to say, sometimes equalizing or adjusting to the water pressure can kind of hurt my ears a little bit. I know that's something a lot of divers experience, but the more you do it, the easier it becomes. And it's a lot of fun to see all those things under the water. I would love to visit Chuuk for that reason. Well, let's get started with the first part of our reading for today, The Ghost Fleet of Chuuk Lagoon.
Chuuk, the South Pacific's historic treasure. The Ghost Fleet of Chuuk Lagoon. Micronesia may be small, but there's nothing micro about its dive sites. More than 100 ships, submarines, and aircraft lie at the bottom of Chuuk Lagoon. For 25 years, these wrecks were ignored. But in 1969, explorer Jacques Cousteau made a film about the lagoon, and it became famous. Divers have flocked here ever since. Although there are far too many wrecks to see in one trip, some of the best are the Nippo Maru. It is nearly whole and has a tank and several weapons on its deck.
Hello, friends. This is your Word Lady, Ellen. We're back for our second day on the Micronesian island of Chuuk. Let's take a look at our key words for the day before we begin. Submarine. Submarine is a noun. This movie is about soldiers who live on a submarine. Refuel. Refuel is a verb. The plane will refuel in Bangkok before flying on to Amsterdam. Attraction. Attraction is a noun. The park's most popular attraction is the dancing clown. Vessel. Vessel is a noun. A very creative builder turned the old vessel into a house. Your more information word is tank. Tank is a noun. Let's get started with our article.
Well, this sounds like a really interesting place to go. All of this history and so many ships to learn about. Well, let's go back to the beginning here. The Ghost Fleet of Chuuk Lagoon. Now, if you have a ghost fleet, Gabe, what does that mean?
Well, a ghost fleet. What do you think of when you think of a ghost? That's right, something that is not living anymore. So it's kind of eerie, this fleet that is sunk beneath the surface of the water here, this ghost fleet.
That's right, and this fleet being a lot of different ships, large military ships. Well, let's look at the first sentence here. Micronesia may be small, but there's nothing micro about its dive sites. And of course, the word micro means small, but there's nothing small about its dive sites, Gabe.
All right, well, in that word Micronesia, you see the word micro, which means small. And of course, if you're looking at the globe or the world, then yeah, that can seem very small. But when you're there, it's not small at all. So these words are relative words to your experience or where you are standing, your angle. But let's take a look at this word or this phrase here. There's nothing micro about its dive sites. There's nothing something about something else. You could use that phrase in other ways. How might you use that phrase, Carolyn?
Well, I might say the prices at this store are really low, but there's nothing cheap about their service. So the quality there is really good. The employees are great, but they have very low prices.
All right, you're taking that class in school? Oh, there's nothing interesting about that subject, is there? So you can use that phrase in many ways. And of course, there are many interesting things to learn about Chuuk. Let's continue. We're talking about this dive site, okay? More than 100 ships, submarines, and aircraft lie at the bottom of Chuuk Lagoon.
And we have a word there from our word bank, the word submarine. Now, this is such a very cool and interesting vessel or ship. A submarine is a boat that doesn't go on top of the water, but is under the water, like you're driving through the ocean.
That's right, a submarine. Sometimes we shorten that word to a sub, S-U-B. And of course, maybe you've had sandwiches that look like submarines. It's true, those are called submarine sandwiches. If you enjoy those kind of sandwiches, well, you can think about Chuuk Lagoon and the submarines that used to be there. The submarines that are there at the bottom now, these wrecks. Now, there's another word in this sentence that's kind of interesting. I think it maybe should have an S, or it seems like it should have an S, the word aircraft. But aircraft never has an S.
That's right. It's not aircrafts, aircraft. Singular and plural, no S. So, continuing into the next sentence, for 25 years, these wrecks were ignored. Nobody really paid any attention to them for 25 years, but something changed. But in 1969, explorer Jacques Cousteau made a film about the lagoon, and it became famous.
All right, so this explorer, he's a very famous explorer, Jacques Cousteau. He made a film. You might call that a documentary, D-O-C-U-M-E-N-T-A-R-Y, a kind of film where you record actual things about history or something. And you can make a film like that. This became famous. Divers have flocked there ever since. They have flocked to Chuuk ever since.
That's right. So it sounds like his film was very popular among divers. They all saw this movie and they wanted to go to the lagoon and investigate these wrecks. Well, continuing, although there are far too many wrecks to see in one trip, some of the best are... And Gabe, what's the first wreck that divers must see when they go to Chuuk?
Well, the first suggestion here is the Nipo Maru. It is nearly whole and has a tank and several weapons on its deck. Well, that seems kind of cool. It hasn't been destroyed too badly. It's nearly whole, so almost all of it is there. And what is on top of its deck?
A tank. And a tank, of course, is a military vehicle, usually very large, that is armored so that it can't be destroyed by other things, mm-hmm. maybe by regular weapons, but it's a very powerful vehicle that protects soldiers and can go through pretty much anything.
All right, well, we've been learning a little bit about the ghost fleet of Chuuk Lagoon, and there are many things you can see underwater here, but we're just going to talk about a couple more ships in today's lesson. But before we do that, we need to spend some time with Michelle in the language lab, and then we'll take a break.
Hi, everyone. I'm Michelle. 首先我们来看是 submarine 这个名词。SUB 这个字首是指以下或之下。MARI 这个字根是指海。所以 submarine 在海之下就是指潜水艇。例如 the nuclear submarine is docked in San Diego now. 这座核子潜艇目前停泊在圣地亚哥。Submarine 也可以缩写成 Sub, S-U-B, 例如 Joshua was a sub commander for 3 years. Joshua 曾经担任三年的潜艇指挥官。接下来我们看的是 tank 这个名词。Tank 在这里是指坦克车。例如 The tank shell was painted in camouflage. 这台坦克的外壳被漆上迷彩涂装。或者是 The tank's machine gun was jammed. 坦克车上的机关枪卡住了。Tank 也可以指槽、箱或者是罐，例如 The gas tank has a capacity to hold 5,000 liters. 这个油槽可以容纳5000公升的容量。
So far today we've been learning about the ghost fleet of Truk Lagoon.Now, many ships were sunk there in 1944 during World War II. But for 25 years, the place was pretty much unexplored. People just kind of ignored it for a while until Jacques Cousteau made a documentary film about it in 1969. So now people are going there all the time. They are popular dive sites. And we're going to learn about some more of the ships under the water there at this ghost fleet of Truk Lagoon.
Chuck, the South Pacific's historic treasure. The Shinkoku Maru. This ship was an oiler. It refueled other ships in the fleet. It was present during the attack on Pearl Harbor in 1941. The Fujikawa Maru.Many think this is the best wreck dive in the lagoon. It was an aircraft ferry that carried planes and extra parts. The wrecks are an exciting attraction not only for their history, but also for their natural beauty. In the warm, calm waters of the lagoon, reefs have formed on and around these sunken vessels.
Well, there are a lot of really great dive sites to visit here. Now, let's go back and look at the next wreck on our list of recommended dives to visit, the Shinkoku Maru. This ship was an oiler. So, what did it do, Gabe?
Well, it's an oiler. It had gas or fuel, I guess, and it refueled other ships in the fleet. So, let's take a look at that word from our word bank, refuel.Well, if you do something again, you could say re. So, fuel can be a verb here. You need to fuel up or put fuel in your ship or your vessel, your car. You can refuel.
That's right. And so, sometimes I say, oh, well, I need to refuel my car or let's refuel at the next gas station.
That's right. You need to refuel every once in a while. Otherwise, you will run out of gas.So this ship was an oiler. The whole function of this ship was to refuel other ships in the fleet. It was present during the attack on Pearl Harbor in 1941. Well, that is an interesting fact. This ship that was sunk in Micronesia was actually present in Pearl Harbor in Hawaii in 1941.
That's right, and that is an interesting piece of history, especially since it was the U.S. who attacked these ships later in 1944 and responsible for all of this great site so that you can go and wreck dive there. Well, the next one on our list is the Fujikawa Maru. Many think this is the best wreck dive in the lagoon. Now...Why would they think that, Gabe? Why would they think the Fujikawa Maru is the best wreck dive in the lagoon?
Well, we see a little explanation here, maybe a little glimpse of why people love this dive. It was an aircraft ferry carrying planes and extra parts. All right, so it seems like maybe it's a big ship and...It has lots of things that you can see, especially if you're diving down there. There are so many different details that you can explore.
That's right. So it was an aircraft ferry that carried planes and extra parts. And if it has planes on it and extra parts, that would be a really cool thing to explore under the water.
It's true. Well, we see some ships here. We're learning about some of the famous ships. We can't take time to learn about all of them right now because that would take a long time. But now we have a little glimpse of some of the wrecks that you can visit if you go scuba diving here at the Ghost Fleet of Truk Lagoon.
That's right. Well, these wrecks are an exciting attraction. The wrecks are an exciting attraction not only for their history, but also for their natural beauty. So it's not just the history that attracts divers to this area, it's also a beautiful place to go. And we see that word from our word bank, the word attraction.
That's right, attraction. Are you attracted by this article? Do you want to go and learn more about Truk and this place? Well, this could be an attraction to you. You want to know more about it. You are drawn to it. That's an attraction.
That's right. An attraction is something that makes you want to go somewhere. Maybe there is a new attraction at the amusement park. You want to go to the park because they have something new and exciting that you're interested in seeing.
That's right. Or maybe you are traveling somewhere and you want to go visit the tourist attractions, the things that attract most tourists to that area. So if you're going to go visit Micronesia and you love diving, this could be a great attraction for you. It could be the ideal attraction.
That's right, but the wrecks are not the only thing that attracts visitors. It is also a beautiful place to go, and we see in the warm, calm waters of the lagoon, reefs have formed on and around these sunken vessels. So there are reefs or coral reefs that have formed around and even on the sunken vessels.
Well, I think we need to take a look at that word from our word bank. It is a vessel. And a vessel is any kind of ship or boat, something that you use to travel or carry things on the water.
That's right. And usually we use it to refer to ships, so something traveling through the water, but it could also refer to an airship, something that flies through the air. But a vessel is not something on the ground, water or air.
That's right. So what kind of vessels can you think about? There are so many different kinds. We've talked about some today. We've talked about some sunken ships. Of course, there are submarines. There are aircraft. And there was an oiler. Those are all different kinds of vessels.
That's right. And there are many other kinds of vessels. Which ones can you think of? Talk about them with your friends in English and maybe find a few more in our article. Well, right now, I want to enjoy some time with Steve and Ken in the information cloud and see what they have to say to us. And then we'll enjoy a review skit and get to spend time with Michelle in the language lab.
So how exactly does a sunken ship create an artificial reef?
Well, it all starts when marine creatures like algae, barnacles, corals, and oysters attach themselves to it.
These tiny, tasty ocean snacks, along with the safe hiding places that the ship provides, attract larger fish like minnows and sardines.
And then eventually even larger fish like sharks might arrive at the wreck looking for a meal. Over the course of a few years, the sunken ship has turned into a reef, a mini ecosystem of marine life.
Divers love to explore these sunken wrecks, and fishermen love the fish these artificial reefs attract.
And seaside communities love the revenue that the divers and the fishermen bring to their towns.
Artificial reefs are so attractive to fish and so lucrative that people will intentionally sink ships to create them.
In 2006, an old aircraft carrier was intentionally sunk off the coast of Florida, creating the largest artificial reef in the world.
But ships aren't the only things that people sink to create reefs. We also sink logs, used tires, decontaminated subway cars, old oil rigs, used appliances, and vending machines.
今天的课文讲到这个岛四周的海底有很多二次世界大战的船只、飞机残骸，这些杂物在海底渐渐地形成一个多样化的海洋生态环境。后来呢，就有人发明可以用各式各样的废弃物，像轮胎、木头、废弃的渔船，甚至地铁车厢，来建造 artificial reefs 人工鱼礁。 artificial reefs 会吸引不同的海洋鱼类，因为它提供鱼群一个躲避风浪又可以躲开天敌伤害的地方。目前世界上最大的 artificial reef 位于美国的佛罗里达州的外海，那是由一艘退役的 aircraft carrier 航空母舰所形成的。这就是今天的 info cloud， 我们下次云端见。
This place is kind of small.
Small, yes. But there is nothing micro about Micronesia.
Why is that?
Well, there are more than 100 ships, submarines, and aircraft lying at the bottom of this lagoon.
Why are they there?
The result of a huge battle and ignored for 25 years.
Ignored? That's too bad.
Mm-hmm.But in 1969, Jacques Cousteau made a film about this lagoon.
The famous explorer?
Indeed, and divers have flocked here ever since.
What kind of things can divers see?
One ship is nearly whole. It has a tank and several weapons on it.
Oh, I wish I could see that.
Mm-hmm. Another ship was an oiler. It refueled the other ships and was at Pearl Harbor when it was attacked.
Oh, I wish I could see that.
Another ship was an aircraft ferry carrying planes and extra parts.
Oh, I wish I could see that.
These wrecks are an exciting attraction.
Because of their history?
Yes, and because of their natural beauty. Reefs have formed on and around these sunken vessels.
I wish I could see that!
Too bad we're not divers.
Yeah, too bad.
So, let's visit the other parts of Micronesia.
OK, 继续我们来看的是 refuel 这个动词。RE 这个字首有再一次的意思，而 fuel 是指燃料，所以 refuel 是指加油或者是加燃料。例如 ,we stopped at a gas station to refuel our car. 我们停在一个加油站替车子加油。注意 refuel 的过去式、过去分词和现在分词都不需要重复 L, 而是直接加 ED 或 ING。例如 ,the airplane refueled in Amsterdam. 这架飞机在阿姆斯特丹加油了。所以我们看的是 attraction 这个名词，我们看到这个字里面有 attract 吸引这个动词，所以 attraction 在这里是指吸引人的地方或事物。例如 One of my favorite attractions at Disneyland is Space Mountain. 我最喜欢的迪士尼乐园的项目之一是太空山。Attraction 也指吸引力或爱慕之情。例如 There's an obvious attraction between Alex and Vanessa.Alex 跟 Vanessa 之间有一种非常明显的吸引力。And now let's see what our teachers are doing.
Today we've learned about three of the different wrecks that you can visit in the ghost fleet of Truk Lagoon. And I wonder which of these three do you find the most interesting? If you could only visit one during your stay on the island of Chuk, which one would you choose to see? The Nippomaru,Shinkoku Maru, or the Fujikawa Maru? Gabe, which one interests you the most?
Fujikawa Maru. Simply because what's written here is, many think this is the best wreck dive in the lagoon. See, I don't know much about Chuk besides what I read in today's lesson and what I learned yesterday. So many people think this is the best one to go and visit. Well, I want to go and visit that one too.I think it probably has a lot of beautiful scenery that to offer underwater, many things to see in and around this ship if I'm diving underwater there.
Well, that's probably very true since it is one of the most popular ones. I think I might like to go see the Nippomaru because there is a tank on this ship and it would be very interesting to explore that area. Well,We still have another day to learn more about these Federated States of Micronesia and the things that you can do there. We hope to see you again tomorrow right here on Studio Classroom.
See you next time.
Sherry, Junfan, and Jason finally arrived at the hotel, and Junfan started to tell her about his plan. Let's listen in and find out what it is in this, our final episode of The Stranger.
At last, my adventure in Taiwan was at an end. The men who kidnapped me were now in jail. I found the family of the man my mother fell in love with more than 20 years ago, Winston Lin. I discovered that Winston left a small fortune to my mother and that the money was now mine. But the best part was that Winston's son was my new friend, Junfan. The day was full of surprises, and that night, as Junfan dropped me off at my hotel, he had one more surprise for me.
Sherry, we won't be saying goodbye yet because I plan to be your personal guide during the rest of your stay in Taiwan. I want to be sure you don't get into any more terrible situations.
Thank you, Huang Feihong.
Oh, no. Now, don't you start calling me that, too.
Okay. Thank you, Junfan. I would really like that. It will give us a chance to get to know one another better.
There will be plenty of time for that tomorrow. Right now, I have to go to the police station and file a report. I'll come by tomorrow morning to pick you up.
What time?
How about I phone you around 8? I hope you get some good rest tonight.
Okay, Junfan. Oh, look! There's Feng Yi coming out of the elevator.
Okay, I'll leave you to explain everything to her. Bye.
Bye.
Join us next time for more of The Stranger.